another few minutes before we'll sing. But your music is beautiful. Although the timer here says it's 9:20. I think we'll inch in, even though that clock says it's 9:15, our timer for the heat says it's 7:21. My clock says it's 7:18, and I just want to sing songs. What can I say? Is that a good thing that we all want to sing? I think it's a good thing that we start our singing now. That way we can inch in a couple more if we need to do that. So I would like you all to pull out your hymnals and let your fingers do the walking, as we used to say through the Yellow Pages. Let your fingers do the walking through your hymnal, and hopefully it'll land on the song that you have been wanting us to sing for such a long time. And this is that opportunity to do that. I would like to start us out this morning with 7:16. Song number 7:16 is what I would like to start us off with, and then that will give you all a chance to continue to let your finger do the walking. And that one is Rejoice, the Lord is King.
I think you might want 7:15.
Oh, we're sorry. I'm sorry. Yes, you're right. We want 7:15 because that's the more, you know, I've done that. I did that one other time. Yes. So 7:15 is the one that we really want, because I can tell you, according to our liturgist or the lay reader's hymnal that was sung on September of 53, January of 94, November of 94, September of 95, November of 95, April of 96, and October of 96. So that had a lot of singing back in the 90s. So we'll try to, it's always interesting to see the little notations that have been made by the lay readers in their hymnal. Thank you very much. Song for this beautiful morning. 451. 451, Be Thou My Vision.
Verse 2. Be thou my wisdom, thou my true word. I am with thee and thou with me.
And yes, Mary? 338.
1 and 4.
1 and 4. 338. 1 and 4. Where he leads me. 1 and 4. 338. Have time for more. No one has another song? How about if we do the Lord of the Dance? That's always been a favorite. Rachel, we'll let you lead that song. Look, how about Lord of the Dance? That's number 261. Before we, yes, 526. What a friend we have in Jesus. participating in that, and now we shall prepare for our service and preparing our hearts and minds. Good morning, and welcome to the United Methodist Church, the House of Faith. Excuse me. And Diane, thank you again for your beautiful music that you have shared with us. I was sharing with her last Sunday. I just loved the song that she had prepared for us, and just in anticipation of waiting for the crescendos and just the movement of the music, and she did not let me down. It was just so wonderful. So thank you again for the great choices of music that you make and your skills. So the typical announcements we have, several special ones, but we usually welcome you and then tell you about signing on the pew pads, those red pads that are in there, pass those back and forth, make sure you sign in and let people know you're here. That goes for the person who signs after you. And likewise, If you have prayer requests, please note that on a card, and you could put that in the collection plate as you leave the sanctuary today. And of course, there's always that opportunity during the sharing of our joys and concerns to express that prayer request that you might have. Also, the restrooms in this building are still under construction or reconstruction. They're getting fixed, and so you must walk across the hallway or the covered way, and the restrooms over there are in full operational order. Of course, you all are invited. That sounds like a seal. I digress. You all are invited to go to Coffee Fellowship. And on your way over to Coffee Fellowship, Deb is going to have a bucket. Oh, she's going to have a pot, not a bucket. She's going to have a pot, a soup pot. It's Super Bowl Sunday, in case you didn't know. And Super Bowl Sunday means that it's an opportunity for you to pull any of that spare change. And even if it doesn't go clink, 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 but rather makes that soft sound that a dollar bill does or a $5 bill does, those would be accepted in that soup pot also. And all the loose change, because change could be coin or paper, all that loose change will be given to the same place that our cereal on Cereal Sunday goes to our local food bank, ICSC. And so we greatly appreciate any change that you might have that you could share with someone that is in need of food as well. So that will bring us to some announcements that we have. Beautiful flowers. And a pastor and I are able to, pastor and I were able to smell those as soon as we stepped up onto the stage here area. It's like, oh my goodness, those flowers just smell so beautiful. And those, as you see, are given in memory of Lori Moore. It's would have been her 65th birthday, and I think she's still like 39. Lori never aged. So how wonderful to have those on our altar today, and it's just a wonderful memory. Our February birthdays, I guess we announced some of these last Sunday, didn't we? But other people are here who weren't here last Sunday. Carol Pastilli is getting another year older. I know. Mike told me that. Sharon Kelsey also is getting another year older. And who else is? Phillips is getting another year older. And you know,
Only turned 30 this year.
Okay, 30. Good, good, good. And Mary Miller is 30 this year, is having a birthday this year also. So happy birthday to all of those who have a February birthday to celebrate. And of course, there's another wonderful celebration, and that's Valentine's Day. And so male or female, you have to remember somebody. Maybe it's your favorite checker at the grocery store. Maybe it's the postman, or maybe it's the spouse. But remember somebody on Valentine's Day, and just tell them you appreciate them all year round. May you have all the joy your heart can hold, all the smiles a day can bring, all the blessings a life can unfold, and may you feel God's love in this new birthday year. So happy birthday to those celebrating a birthday. I also wanted to pass on a little piece of information that I gleaned from Pastor Phillips last Sunday. You know, as you see on the list of birthdays, it says Phillips Wang. Well, we were having a discussion about the origin of names and how we have different names. He changed his name to Phillips because there were a lot of Philip. And he decided to utilize his Korean name as part of his American name. And so that's what the S is for the Sioux part of his name. So I'm glad that I have that little piece of knowledge, and now I've shared it with you all, too. So, Phillips can tell us the longer story. I just gave the abbreviated
version.
About
Philip plus super.
Yeah. Yeah, that works, too. Okay, so I've digressed. The February newsletter is available in the Narthex, and you should have received it via email probably earlier in the week last week. If you would like to get it via email as opposed to waiting to a Sunday to get it here, you're welcome to do that, and we appreciate that. It does help with some of our costs if you have it via email. It doesn't cost anything, well, next to nothing, to send something via email. And so as we continue on with our announcements, we do sponsor two children through Common Hope. I was back in 2014? I don't remember the year now. I was privileged to be able to be a part of a group that went with Carol Jones down to Guatemala, and we visited the Common Hope School, and we went out on house visits with them, and we got to see a couple of the students that we had sponsored, and the sponsorship just does wonderful things for the family. For the family, not just that student, but all the family connected with that student has an opportunity to utilize the health services, the educational services, just a counseling services that are offered by Common Hope, so that when we as a church sponsor those two children, we're touching several families that are in great need. So any assistance that you can give to the church in supporting that sponsorship of those two children are greatly appreciated. Just make a note on your giving envelope that you wanted to give, you know, $20 or $5, whatever the case may be, to Common Hope, and it will get to them. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Bible study with Dina Barwick is still happening on Zoom. Encounters with Jesus through the eyes of Mark, Monday, January 13th through March 3rd is when this has been running. So Monday, today is what day? Today is the 9th, so that means on the 10th. Sorry, I don't know my calendar. So February 10th will be the next Encounters with Jesus discussion with Dina. And there's the email information there for you to find out how you sign up, etc. Because it's via Zoom, so you need a connection. And last, but by no means least, we're having lunch with Pastor, that's Phillips, February 12th at noon at the Legend 8. The cost is $15. If you are going to go, there's a sign-up sheet at the script table where Kathy Anderson typically sits, is where the sign-up sheet is for the luncheon. So that will be on February 12th. Okay, did I get my little Super Bowl restrooms? Okay. Pastor, did you have any other announcement? Okay, so that will do for our announcements, and now we will go ahead and prepare our hearts and our minds as we continue with our service. And if you'll please stand for our call to worship. Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him.
Truly he's my rock and my salvation. He's my fortress. I will never be shaken.
Yes, my soul find rest in God. My hope comes from him.
Trust in him at all times, you people.
You people, pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. And our first hymn that we will join in singing is hymn number 185, When Morning Gilds the Skies.
When morning like a work and prayer. To Jesus I refer. May Jesus Christ be praised. The night becomes as day, when from the heart we say, may Jesus Christ be praised. The pause of darkness be, when this sweet chant they heed, may Jesus Christ be praised. Let all the earth around bring joyous with a song. May Jesus Christ be praised. In heaven eternal bliss, the love this reign is this. May Jesus Christ be praised.
And what a lovely note to go into our passing of the peace. And so please take the time to pass the peace. I know that it's always a great joy to welcome one another as we're here during Joy's passing of the peace, but we do have, and that clock back there is wrong, so if you keep looking at that clock and say, well, it's only a quarter till 10, it really isn't. And we have to keep Pastor on a schedule, because I've used up some of his time today. And so now we will have our joys and concerns, and there is that soup pot.
I'm here to demonstrate. Money, you know, anything you can live without, we should put in here, because that will help people that don't have food. So all this will go to ICSC, and we'll do it in script cards, so we'll even get a little cut for the church. So I'm going to just leave this at the back, and you can throw things in on the way out, but now you can be prepared. And I want to thank all of you for coming today. It's a beautiful day outside.
Including all those our faithful worshipers on Zoom. Let's recognize them. So good to see you, Helen.
Hi.
Yes, yes. And June, so good to see you. We have Mark and Lori on Zoom today. They are, I guess, still training, potty training maybe.
Rocky.
Training their puppy.
Rocky.
Or football.
For football, too, yes.
No, Rocky. And, it's about Rocky.
Rocky, yes. April and Bill, welcome. And Chris, David, Alicia, thank you all for coming.
And so put your hand up if you have a joy or a concern that you'd like to share with us today.
I'd like us to hold Dan Anderson in our prayers. He's been dealing with cancer for a very long time, and he has been doing very well, but he has experienced a little spike, so please hold Dan in your prayer.
Hi, this is Judy Salveson. I, a while ago, asked for prayers for my friend Lance Alford, who had cancer in his lungs. He had stage 4 cancer, and it had also metastasized in his kidney and his liver. And he went through chemotherapy, and it is gone. That was really wonderful. But recently, during his maintenance and I don't know, he gets PET scans, CAT scans, whatever you want to call them, and they found a lesion in his brain. And so he had an appointment for May 5th, and they called him up and said, we want to see you sooner, and we're sending you to L.A., some neurosurgeon that's really a hot shot from Cedars-Sinai Hospital is going to see him. So please pray for him so that this does not grow and become out of control. Thank you.
Lance Alford. And welcome, Bill Greening. Good to see you.
Hi, my name's Pat Shores. I have just a couple of little concerns. One of them, my sister Allison, who lives here in town, she was sick over the weekend. And anyway, because she was sick, her daughter didn't want her to come down to see the babies. And I usually go with Allison down to see the babies, so I didn't get to go either. So, you know, that was a hardship for me. But anyway, but my concern is I talked to my sister Karen over the weekend, and she and her daughters had gone to San Francisco to go to a museum for an art show. And I think when they got back to the parking lot, and it was underground parking, cement floor, her daughter Susan fainted and fell and just fell flat on her face. I think she broke her front teeth. I don't know exactly how bad she was hurt, but pretty bad. They had to get an ambulance to get her home. So prayers for my niece, Susan. Thank you.
Hi, I just wanted to ask for prayers for our daughter, Sarah Pastilli. She's going to go see a specialist down in Orange County tomorrow for some longstanding problems that she's had, and we would just really hope that they can be resolved. And I also wanted to give a little shout out to Gina. I remembered that she's does flowers, and since Susan was telling you we all need to, you know, get flowers, she's going to see me after in the fellowship hall. We might want to order some and give her a little bit of business, if you can do it all, since it's all on Valentine's Day, Gina. I didn't ask her, so I hope that's all right. Thank you.
And those flowers are beautiful, and they smell wonderful.
Yes. Anyone online that has a joy or concern who's viewing us from afar? Put your hand up if you do. I don't see one. Then I thank you all. We'll continue with our service. And so if you will join me in the unison prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, we often find that pursuing worldly things leaves us feeling unfulfilled. We seek to quench our thirst, yet end up parched with disappointment. We are created in your image and can only find true satisfaction in you. Lord. Grant us a drink from the fountain of life. Bestow upon us the wisdom to seek true sufficiency in you. True happiness is found in you. For you alone understand our needs and never fail to provide. This we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Let us go to the Lord in prayer as we continue our prayers in silence. We all have heard the joys and concerns and prayer requests. And as one church, as one community of faith, when we hold up our prayers and pray together, our prayer works very powerfully. I believe in the power of prayer, and especially when we pray together. So let's pray for our loved ones at this time in silence. Lord Jesus, you know the areas of our struggle. You know the problems we experience in our lives. You know our struggle to wrestle with the challenges of this life in many different forms. You have empowered us so that we can engage in this life's battle. And we have won our battles many times before with your help. And we are still engaged in the battle. And we know that this battle is not the battle that we fight on our own. We are engaged in this battle together with you. You are with us. You are helping us. You are empowering us to fight and be victorious. So, Lord, we come to you asking you to give us help, empowerment, the courage, hope, so that we can face them, whatever the form of challenge we may have to face. But, oh Lord, one thing certain is that with you, we can face anything. We can go into the battle with the courage and beat them all. So, Lord, give us the assurance of your love for us, of your grace for us, of your presence with us, that we may not fear anything, but face our problems and defeat them all in your name. So we claim your power upon our life circumstances. Lord, we are weak. We know our inability, our frailty. We know our flaws, our sin before you. But, oh Lord, we claim your power over us, over our body, over the disease that we see within us, over our loved ones, over our churches, over our community, over this nation and the world. You are our sovereign God, O Lord. You can remove all the barriers on our path. There is no disease that you cannot heal. So we come to you asking you to empower us, asking you to fulfill your wonderful will upon us, upon our loved ones. So we now, O Lord, join our hearts, praying, Lord, your will be done. We know that you have a plan for us. You have a perfect plan, wonderful plan. We pray that your will be done. So we join now praying together, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Today's story is Lorraine, the girl who sang the storm away. Written by Catch Secor, illustrated by Higgins Bond. On a Tennessee farm where the music grows wild, lived a pitchforkin' pawpaw and his fearless grandchild. Snakes didn't scare her, and neither did spiders. Lorraine had a cartload of courage inside her. Oh, the ruckus they raised when the workday grew dark, with Lorraine on her whistle and Papa on his harp. The songs that they sang always lifted their spirits. On good days or bad, it was joyful to hear it. And even when storms hit those Tennessee hills, the music they played made their worries stand still. One morning, they played neath the chinky-pin tree when, by jingo, a crow landed right at their feet. Look, Papa, he dances. Let's play it again. Well, by the last chorus, she'd found a true friend. But one day at breakfast, Lorraine thought, that's weird. The bright, shiny brass dinner bell had disappeared. And out in the pig pen, she noticed something strange. The tin scoop was missing from the bin full of grain. Then the keys simply vanished from poor Pawpaw's pocket. When he went to the barn gate, he couldn't unlock it. Soon, all of the shiniest things in the place were gone, pinched, lifted, without any trace. It's a thief, said Lorraine, and he's gone on a spree. By gum, wondered Pawpaw, just who could it be? One drizzly night, as the whole farm lay sleeping, a frightening sound started rolling and creeping. While rain lightly pattered, the wind began lashing, and a Tennessee tempest came crashing and bashing. Boom! Roar! Drum-a-rum-rum! Crash! Bash! Rat-a-tum-tum! Oh, Papa, the storm must be right overhead. I'm fearful, I'm frightened, I'm all full of dread. There's only one way we can ride out this thunder. I'll go get my whistle. Let's knock out a number. So Papa reached in where his French harp was kept. By gum, he said, I've been harmonica napped. Then Lorraine looked around, but her eyes filled with tears. My penny whistle's gone. I've had it 9 years. But old smiling Papa, he hugged her in tight. Now listen, Lorraine, we'll get through this night. See, a twister can frighten with whirling black wind, and a rainstorm makes landslides and flash floods begin. A tempest could tear this whole home place apart, but it can't touch the music that's deep in your heart. Child, you always made music when you were afraid, and sadly, your instrument's stolen away. But who needs a whistle or some shiny thing when you've got a voice and a song you can sing. Then out from her room she courageously crept. Oh, Papa, you're right. No, we're sure not licked yet. Then Larang sang up high, and old Papa sang low. They stomped and they stamped with a big do-si-do, singing fire on the mountain and pig in the pen, shortening bread, shout lula, geese in the glen. Oh, they sang and they shouted till the first light of day, and their song chased that storm and their worries away. Quick from the window came Pawpaw's voice calling, the chinky-pin tree in the front yard has fallen. Look, stuttered Pawpaw, do you see what's inside? Everything missing, said Lorraine with surprise. For deep in the heart of the smoldering tree lay a trove full of treasures that shine silvery. Pawpaw reached into the dark hiding place, and a smile lit up his weathered old face. For tucked in the hollow, stuffed with weeds, straw, and thistle, he found his French harp and Lorraine's penny whistle. They broke into song with their hearts all aglow, when caw, caw, caw came the voice of the crow. He was perched on the stump of the old chinky pin, dancing a jig with a mischievous grin. How their happy eyes shone as they danced to the tune, and they planted a chinky pin seedling to bloom. Then the clouds parted ways as the music rose high and the sunshine sparkled in the Tennessee sky. The end. There's nothing like music that connects us to God and brings joy to our hearts. Psalm 91:6 says, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. But it's also amazing to me that God sings over us. Zephaniah 3:17 says, the Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. So may we always sing to the Lord and rejoice and be thankful for all he has given us. Amen.
Our song we will sing now is There Is a Balm in Gilead, number 375, verses 1 through 3.
Just tell the love of Jesus.
beautiful. And our scripture reading this morning comes from Matthew 6, verses 19 through 24, concerning treasures. And I'm reading I'm actually going to read from the Bible, so I hope it's the same as on the screen, but it'll be close. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For there your treasure is, there your treasure will also be. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
And now I'd like to introduce Pastor Phillips Wang.
I'd like to introduce Susan Wamsley with the yellow shirt inside. Ask her why she's wearing yellow shirts today.
It's the Chiefs. I couldn't do red.
I extend warm greeting to each and every one of you. I'm so happy that you have come to worship with all of us together in this beautiful sanctuary. And I pray that we will experience God in many unique ways. God speaks to us through the Word of God. God speaks to us through the Holy Spirit to our hearts. God can touch us in the areas where we need His touch. God can heal us. God can do anything. And I pray that we will all experience God in many unique ways. And be touched by God today. A man went into the doctor's office for his annual checkup, and the doctor asked whether he had experienced any abnormalities over the past 12 months. "Not really," said the man, "although I think my suit must have shrunk over the last year because it didn't fit when I went to put it on for a wedding 3 weeks ago." The doctor said, "Suits don't shrink just hanging in a wardrobe. You probably put on a few pounds." "That's just it, doctor. I know I haven't gained a single pound since the last time I wore it." "Well then," said the doctor, "you must have a case of furniture disease." "What in the world is furniture disease?" "That's when your chest starts sliding down into your drawers." If you feel like you have a furniture disease, try wearing a robe like I do. People can never tell if I have a furniture disease when I am in my robe. I've also enjoyed other benefits of wearing robe. I don't have to stress as much about what to wear on Sunday mornings. An even greater advantage is that a robe lasts for decades, so I don't have to spend money replacing it. I possess the only clergy robe given to me by a parishioner in Boston. The red robe you see me wearing on Pentecost is my graduation gown from Boston University, which was gifted to me by an alumnus of BU. I'm also glad that none of you
are tired of seeing me in the same robe every Sunday. Speaking of clothes, just picture those football players playing wildly without any uniform. It'll be really wild. We always ask, what should I wear? Finding the right clothes and ensuring physical comfort go hand in hand. These elements enhance our confidence in our appearance. Clothing plays a vital role in our lives. And our health is equally essential. Good health is synonymous with a high quality of life. People consistently worry about fundamental aspects of sustenance, such as clothing and health. Jesus understood this well and remarked that overcoming worries about them is not particularly difficult. So let's explore Jesus' teachings on worrying. We didn't read it this morning, but what follows the Word of God this morning is Jesus' teaching on worries with which we are familiar. Jesus said, "Do not worry," saying, "What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them." Note that caring about what to eat, drink, and wear was not just for the ancient people. Various research shows that people today have the same concern. According to a survey published in USA Today in February 2000, some of the things that people worry about are as follows: not being able to pay medical bills, 36%, Social Security running out, 35%, caring for elderly parents, 31%, having no inheritance to pass on, 22%, and a stock market crash, 20%. Another survey indicates that the top 3 out of 10 common worries are money and finances, health, and job and career. A study shows that the most pressing concern among countries worldwide include the coronavirus, unemployment, poverty, and financial and political corruption. Clearly, people of all nations commonly worry about their health and finances. Jesus' teaching about what people worry about remain unchanged and will never change. Jesus speaks the timeless truth that is applicable to people of every age. Let us revisit Jesus' main teaching on worrying in the light of 3 short teachings on storing treasures, having sound eyes, and serving 2 masters we just read. Although these teachings are usually understood separately from the main teaching on worrying, they can be seen as one integral teaching because they are written one after the other. Do you know the chapters and verses were added to help readers find content and passages? Stephen Langton, the Archbishop of Canterbury in the early 13th century, is believed to have created the chapter system. Robert Stephanus, a French printer in the mid-16th century, created the verse system. And now modern Bibles added titles to help readers understand, thereby the texts are divided according to particular topics, but it wasn't like that long before. So combining those 4 teachings, treasures in heaven, healthy eyes, serving money and God, and worrying, help us delve deeper into Jesus' message. Why do people accumulate treasures on earth? Why do they worship money? Why are they anxious about food, meals, and clothing? Because their spiritual eyes are not healthy and they remain darkness. They fail to see how well God feeds the bird of the air and how beautifully God clothes the grass of the field. Those who are blinded to the truth that God is the sustainer strive to maintain their livelihood. You know a parable of the great banquet? It can be viewed from the perspective of the sustainer and how people react to the sustainer. Jesus said, "A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, 'I have just bought a field and I must go and see it. Please excuse me.' Another said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me.' Still another said, 'I just got married, so I can't come.' All of them were busy taking care of their livelihood and making excuses for the invitation when the host prepared everything for them to enjoy the banquet. Their eyes were blinded to the free celebration, the sustaining grace that the host prepared. God is our sustainer and has everything stored in his heavenly warehouse to meet our need. However, we do not partake in the feast because we mistakenly consider ourselves as sustainers. No matter how hard we try, we can never store up enough, and we continue to live in the darkness of insufficiency. As a result, our blindness to the true sustainer is the main cause of our worries. How can we overcome our blindness that leads to worry? Jesus offers solutions so simple that anyone, anywhere can utilize them. When we fret about anything, we simply need to observe the birds in the air. They are found everywhere. They do not sow, reap, or store away in barns, and yet our Heavenly Father feeds them well. And remember, we are more valuable than they are. If this doesn't help, then pay attention to the grass in the field. It is a well-established fact that looking at green is beneficial for our eyes. It reduces eye strain and alleviates stress. Observe the greenery and recognize how beautifully God adorned nature. The birds and the grass clearly remind us that God is the sustainer. Recognizing God as our sustainer is something we need to practice every day. Every day. Last Sunday, we learned about a secret of the number 490, if you still remember them. They relate to the identity of Jesus as the bread of life, born in Bethlehem, the house of bread. Jesus taught us to pray the Lord's Prayer, asking God to give us our daily bread. This part of the Lord's Prayer confesses that Jesus is the sustainer, and we need to recognize him every day. Our acknowledgement of God as the sustainer sets us apart from pagans who constantly worry about sustenance. Examine our prayer life. What do we pray for? Much of our pleading with God revolves around sustenance. Having faith in God as our sustainer empowers us in our prayer life. Dallas Theological Seminary is a renowned evangelical seminary in Dallas, Texas, founded by Louis Sperry Chafer and W.H. Griffiths Thomas in 1924. Shortly after Dallas Seminary was founded, it came to the point of bankruptcy. All the creditors were going to foreclose at noon on a particular day. That morning, the founders of the school and professors met in the president's office to pray that God would provide. In their prayer meeting was Harry Ironside. When it was his turn to pray, he prayed in his charismatically refreshing manner. "Lord, you know that the cattle on the thousand hills are thine. Please sell some of them and send us the money." While they were praying, a tall Texan came into the business office and said, "I just sold 2 carloads of cattle in Fort Worth. I've been trying to make a business deal go through and it won't work. And I feel that God is compelling me to give this money to the seminary. I don't know if you need it or not, but here's the check." A secretary took the check and, knowing something of the financial seriousness of the hour, went to the door of the prayer meeting and timidly tapped. When she finally got a response, Dr. Louis Chafer took the check out of her hand, and it was for the exact amount of the debt. When he looked at the signature, he recognized the name of the cattle rancher. Turning to Dr. Ironside, he said, "Harry, God sold the cattle." Consider the ineffectiveness caused by blindness to God's sustaining grace. We may spend all our effort and time to feed and clothe ourselves, and we still find our endeavor insufficient. The turning point occurs when we are firmly grounded in God as our sustainer. We no longer need to worry about or strive for our sustenance and can move on to the next step, focusing our time and energy on seeking His kingdom and righteousness. Our national mind may not comprehend this mystery of faith, but when we seek God's kingdom and His righteousness first, every care is taken care of every time. Amen? And in conclusion, I'd like to just share very quickly that as I have shared that we've been looking into the leasing opportunity for the education building, and I think we are getting very close. And I've been constantly worrying about the church's finances, and that's why I have worked and involved in repairs and capital improvement, all those projects by myself. And God is going to provide us income over like $5,500 a month. Isn't that amazing? So when we trust in God and continue to seek His kingdom and His righteousness, the rest is taken care of. And I praise God for that. And I thank you for your continuing to pray for that opportunity. Amen.
Amen. And now is the time for the presentation of our tithes and offerings. You may continue to deposit your offerings at the plate in the narthex. Send them into the church is always welcomed. Thank you very much. And we're honored today to have a young accompanying herself on her ukulele for the song Softly and Tenderly, Jesus is Calling. That was beautiful. Thank you for sharing that talent with us in your music.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures ye below. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise God, the source of all our gifts. Praise Jesus Christ, whose power of lives. The Spirit. Holy Spirit, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Lord Jesus Christ, we are here today by your grace. By your grace, you have led us this far. By your grace, you have sustained our lives. So recognizing all you have done for us, we give you thanksgiving. And this small offering is the token of our thankfulness deep from within. We give you thanksgiving. We give you our commitment to love you and serve your people and your church. So receive this offering, bless it, to be used to build your kingdom in the world today. In Jesus' name, amen.
And now we'll have my favorite song. Thank you. His Eye is on the Sparrow. It is in an insert in your bulletin.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should I fear? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is He. His eyes is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eyes is on the sparrow. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For His eyes is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Let not your heart be troubled. His tender words I hear, and resting on His goodness, and I lose heart and fear. Though by the path He leadeth, but one step I may see. His eyes is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eyes is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For His eyes is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Whenever I am tempted, whenever clouds arise, when songs give place to sighing, when hope within me dies, I draw the closer to Him. From care He sets me free. His eyes is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eyes is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For His eyes is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me.
Let us pray. Lord, before the enormity of problems, we feel like a little sparrow. But thank you, Lord, for your reminder that you watch over us, little sparrow, and you love us still. Even though we may feel so small, And sometimes even we feel like we don't deserve your love. You love us still, and you take care of us. So, Lord, may we always be mindful of this very truth. We are not the sustainer, but you are. You have sustained us this far, and you will continue to sustain us all the way to the very end of our path. So, Lord, send us forth with the assurance in this, that we may continue our journey with faith in you and sing as we go. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now in peace, never be afraid. God will go with you each hour, every day. Oh, now in faith, steadfast, strong, and true. Oh, He will guide you in all you do. Oh, now in love and show you believe. Reach out to others so all the world can see. God will be there watching from above. Oh, now in faith and in thank you.